This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The exciting news is that the Boston Red Sox are pregnant, and you can talk about that all day long here on that's a texter. I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't take credit for that. That's a texter. And you can talk about that all day long, among other things, here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And of course, with Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. Scheim? Hill notes, do we have them? Are they worthy? What's the verdict?
Yeah, we got them. They're ready.
You sound very enthusiastic.
It's going to slide over.
No, we got a solid amount today. I just had to slide over. I got to slide back. It's a process. But yes, we got a bunch today.
Has anybody responded on the engineering side of things when it comes to the microphone?
I talked to Eric Fitch. He said he would take care of it. When? I'm not sure. So I'm hoping by the time we come back on Tuesday.
Okay. Did you and Chicken Nick nail down who is the perpetrator on moving the microphone so the wiring got screwed up?
Yeah, it has to be Braverman, because Nick told Stiz what I told Nick, and Stiz said, don't worry, I'm not going to touch it. And so there's only one guy left to be responsible.
All right, so
Joe Braverman.
So Nick told Stiz Grimey, do not touch the microphone or you may short it out.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm guessing, but who removed the post-it that said don't touch it?
That's a good question, Greg. I would assume maybe Braverman. I don't really know. I haven't spoken to Joe yet.
I feel like Nick felt like by simply informing Stiz, that would be enough. And then Stiz didn't pass the message along to Braverman, so he should have kept the post-it note in place.
I feel like whoever removed the post-it note stole the rest of my post-it notes, because clearly they just like post-it notes.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know. I don't think it was Chicken Nick.
You can argue.
I've ruled him out.
I believe I've often said that the emergency top five greatest invention of all time is the remote control. You could argue, though, that the post-it note is up there. Am I right? I mean, it can be used for anything.
I guess.
Give me the remote.
I would say whiteout.
Whiteout? What?
Nobody is.
When was the last time you used whiteout?
I use whiteout at least once a day.
What?
I have not used it.
On my planner.
On your planner?
Yeah.
Don't you just have a whiteboard where you can just erase it?
No, I have like a...
Or a pencil with an eraser?
A planner that I keep on me, and I write everything that I'm doing.
A physical planner?
Yeah.
You have like...
You use whiteout once a day?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Greg, when was the last time you even saw whiteout? Outside of the Seaport, which is obviously
probably
whiteout.
Probably like senior year at Neshoba sniffing it.
Right.
Well, I don't do that type. I don't do the liquid. I do the strips.
The strip, so it's like a piece of paper?
Well, it's like you draw.
That seems like a lot of work.
The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Wow.
Yeah, I like whiteout. I think it's a good invention.
Do you use a labeler, too?
No.
Did the computer remove the need?
No, I like a physical planner. I think that I remember things much easier than just adding it to my phone or accepting a meeting and it going into my phone.
Is it like hung up on the refrigerator?
No, I have a book that I keep in my bag.
Oh, and you open it up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if there's a post-it note that is sitting there, someone clearly stole it.
Yeah.
Are there any thieves in the building?
Oh, yes. There's one that we all know about.
I'm sitting out of this one.
Oh, yeah. We all know about that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be the one and only Richie Thief.
Certainly. 781 texter says the microwave. Isn't the microwave kind of passe?
No. Microwave's a great invention. Great invention. To be able to just take anything and have it, you know, your leftovers warmed up and not have to put in the oven. Microwave's a good one. But I might be with you, though. There's nothing better than the remote. But then again, I guess the cell phone, the way it is now.
Oh, the cell phone.
Because,
I
could turn my cell phone into a remote control. I don't know what I would do without a cell phone, like the ones that we have today. So,
what about the Swiffer?
Oh, great invention.
I feel like the Swiffer made mopping the floor much easier.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't need to use a disgusting mop anymore.
Right.
Yeah, Swiffer's great.
You don't even need a bucket and water.
Correct. Huh?
But I would
so Greg, sick. There is one invention, Greg, that has changed your life. Air conditioning.
True.
Air conditioning's good.
Yeah, air conditioning, pretty good. Now you're getting into serious, like the refrigerator.
Right.
Like, okay, like you don't have to use the ice box.
Right. So if you got to keep it basic, I would say the remote. The remote control is probably the greatest invention.
It's made us more lazy, though.
The fact that you don't have to get up to change the channel or somebody,
have your kid do it.
Or somebody has to sit.
My old man used to be like, get up and change, like, enough of Channel 38 and the Bruins. Get up and change the channel to one of the three other ones that are available.
Or you had to sit next to the TV. You couldn't even go back and sit on the couch because you had to sit up there just in case.
Correct.
And, you know, that, and you got to be close enough to hold the antennas. But, yeah, the remote is spectacular. I don't think there's anything better.
Oh, maybe this is a thing. Courtney, 774 text, I manage my entire business with pen and paper.
Wow.
And I'm 30 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe it's making a comeback.
We've missed one, and it's just happened. It is that we created the Hill Notes. It's never been done. It's brand new.
That is
people
true.
Are able to leave a message.
Very innovative, Curtis. Very innovative.
Yep.
You want to get to those? Let's get to them. They are brought to you, as they always are, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, if your remote and your television are on the fritz, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, Sean, let them rip.
Wiggy, people can't drive in the snow. Are you serious? People can't drive when it's sunny and 75 either.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is true. Courtney said earlier, Boston is a very drivable city.
It is. Yeah. And all the people that were like, Boston's not drivable, just because you can't drive here doesn't make it not drivable. I live in the city, drive every day, very drivable.
It's literally known as the walking city because you would be a moron to drive in it.
Well, you'd be a moron to drive in New York. Way more drivable.
But New York's
than New York.
A grid. New York actually makes sense.
No,
Boston roads are all from like the 1600s.
Oh, I find it very drivable.
Curtis, is there a halo hanging from the corner of that four-post bed or what, bud?
Oh, yes.
One of your
Sugar
favorites.
Ray.
One of your favorite songs.
Great tune.
Those are panties.
Wiggy, don't get it twisted. Holy cow. The Patriots will sign T. Higgins. Maybe if we say it enough times, it'll actually happen.
Speaking into existence.
I like your argument, or whoever brought it up first, that they're going to have to spend some money now because of the Red Sox. I love that argument.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense.
They got to.
And then, you know, the question just becomes, does he end up being available? But I think he will.
They have to. They would be the only team that hasn't. At least the Bruins, granted, they might have been the wrong guys, but they spent money on Zadorov and Elias Lindholm. They, you know, obviously they re-signed Charlie McAvoy, so I don't really count them as their players.
Celtics made some great moves.
Celtics went out and got Porzingis.
Do you think there's any legitimacy to the Brad Stevens leaving stories?
I think so. I think he's probably coveted.
You don't think he loves this job?
But like, he's probably coveted. And
but he's going to go to college. Like,
they're saying going back to college to coach?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Maybe he loves to coach, though. You know what I mean? That could be some people, like Bill, right?
Maybe it's a new ownership thing. Like, maybe he doesn't want to deal with new ownership.
Yeah, but, I mean, some people just love to coach, and maybe he misses the fact of being on the sidelines and coaching, and he doesn't get that same type of energy or just like that same type of passion of being a GM. So I could see him going back to do that.
Just want you to know, I use my AUDACY app every time I go to Pompano Beach for my mini vacations.
This is Chuck,
listening always.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks, Chuck.
Appreciate that.
Getting Florida ready for us.
Yes, we will be in Florida in about a week for 4 days.
Yeah.
And we hope that you will come and pregame with us on a week from Thursday, a week from this upcoming Thursday, at Ore and Iron, which is a new location in Fort Myers, right in Fort Myers. And we'll have, appetizers and frivolity down there with you if you listen on the Odyssey app in Florida.
Dear Aaron Rodgers, we'd like to thank you for getting hurt in the first series of the 2023 season, so you were out the whole season, wasting our money for two seasons, and having the worst QB rating than Sam Darnold. Sincerely yours, the New York Jets.
Yeah, we wish you the best.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see you in Vegas.
Wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Doesn't Curtis and Greg always bitch about people working from home, being remote? But I find that I see Curtis working from Florida quite a bit. Mm. And I think I've seen Greg work remote on location quite a bit. So it seems like a little hypocritical.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Cool. No. A little bit of fraud. That's all.
I worked one time from home because I was forced to.
Nantucket.
Yeah, Nantucket.
One week in Nantucket.
Okay.
And it was pretty. Boy,
you've done shows in Bermuda.
Those Nantucket people are really hopped up about the party. Did you see that Nantucket current story?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't get the Nantucket
current. You have
current.
One party over there.
Shocking.
With a band. Did you see the formal letters of complaint?
Yes.
And like the Zoning Board
it was
of Appeals?
Loud enough that we could hear their ending and what they said about the people of Nantucket. It's like, give me a break. It's a charity event.
Imagine living over there, one of the most beautiful islands in the world, and you're pissed off because you can hear some music at 6 p.m.
Well, isn't that why a lot of people move over there, this beautiful rich island, and so they can get away from there and all that stuff?
It would be okay if it was their music. They don't want music from an out-of-towner.
Yeah, you don't want your music from your neighbors.
I mean, give me a break.
It was also
money doesn't buy happiness.
It was bare naked ladies. Like, we're not talking about, you know, Cardi B singing WAP.
Wait, what's wrong with Cardi B singing WAP?
I'm just saying.
I don't
want
to listen to bare naked ladies. I'd be like, hey, excuse me, Gregory.
I'm saying some people with children could find it inappropriate. Like, there's nothing inappropriate about bare naked ladies.
Nothing inappropriate about WAP.
Well,
yes, I have a question, Greg. Is there a chance that the people that are complaining didn't go to the concert and they think it was actually bare naked ladies there?
Maybe. I mean, this person wrote a letter, like went put the effort into writing a letter to the Zoning Board of Appeals, which reads, I have provided a recording of the sound check and the concert from our yard, which is 0.2 miles away from where the event was. The event was so loudly amplified, so much so that the closing song, If I Had $1 Million, we were able to clearly hear the band sing about how $1 million wouldn't go far on Nantucket.
Yeah.
Somebody recorded. What do you think they recorded it on?
Like
on
their phone? Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Set taper.
On their phone to make sure that they had the evidence.
Lord.
Barbara, go get my cell phone so we can record this.
Relax a little bit. Have some fun.
Be honest. Yeah. Did you look up the people that signed the letter?
I did not.
I did.
You did? Yes. They seem like a very nice couple.
Yeah.
Tyrese, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
Home was probably in the family, I'm guessing. Okay.
Hey, Greg, sorry to break it to you, but Metamucil crackers and fruit and juice is what normally is left out for patients from the caretakers.
Very nice Valentine's basket. It was in a basket. It was very nice. It was there when I got up.
It's really nice.
Like, very, very nice, Lindsay.
She
gave
you some Jell-O, too?
That was a card. No Jell-O. It was a card, some cookies.
Oh, nice card.
Some candies, box of chocolates.
Nice.
What is the? What would you say is the best filling in the box of chocolates? I go for the raspberry cream.
I like
caramel.
Caramel, yeah, I'm with
you
on
do?
That. Yeah, I'm caramel all day long.
Really?
Me too.
Raspberry cream?
Ugh. Yeah.
Date yourself some more, old man.
Right. Raspberry cream is the best. What's in there? It's the best one.
No,
that's your worst thing.
Caramel, peanut butter, and wafer. Those are the three
I give you the peanut butter. I like the peanut butter.
After you eat it, do you go, it's wafer thin?
Yeah, who doesn't love a good Kit Kat? It's like the same thing.
I couldn't eat another bite.
I mean, it's chocolate.
Nobody gets that reference, Wiggy. None of the youngins. It's a wafer thin.
Chocolate with the raspberry cream in it.
Gross. Hey, Greg, is DM's going to be at the cornhole tournament, or is it 21 plus?
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, honestly, she does not appreciate it. I will keep doing it because...
You love the young lady.
We make fun of everybody, but she doesn't like those messages. Mm-hmm.
So. She's a warehouse. She like Belichick.
I know.
It's kind of nice. They're all saying that she like looks really young.
Yes.
Very
she's
nice.
Not really young. You know her very
yes.
well.
Yes. No, she,
but that's
well,
okay.
She, but
if,
she's...
If it's content for radio, I will put up with it.
Hi, Hill Show. I just wanted to promote my new head spa business where I run my fingers through your hair and then I tickle behind your ears. But wet willies are an extra charge. Feel free to stop by. See you later, Coco.
What time is that thing?
Two.
$90.
Whole, like...
Yeah, and they don't even really need to wear gloves, you know. It's a good head scratcher.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it, right, Shine? Great job, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.